if they demand higher dollar prices in the Middle East, if the people, remember, this is the reserve currency. Everybody in the world has dollars. If everybody in the world stops, wants to sell their dollars, what happens when everybody wants to sell? The price goes down. If we have to finance these tremendous amount of, you know, multiple trillions of dollars in debt, Lawrence Kotlikoff at the University of Boston said, what we have really is, this is his words, Enron-style accounting. Our real debt and commitment is $202 trillion. Just to give you an idea what $1 trillion is for perspective, $1 trillion is a stack of $100 bills, not end-to-end, stacked on top of each other, going up nearly 68 miles into space. That's $1 trillion.
Right.
There's no way we ever pay that off in real money. So the warning signs, take a look at the price of gold. Take a look at the price of silver. If you take a look at the price of silver, I'm not a seller. I don't sell it. But I will tell you some of the research on it. The former all-time high of silver was $50. Now, granted, the Hunt brothers were manipulating the market, blah, blah, blah. But some would say almost every market is manipulated in one way or the other. But the all-time high was $50. Well, what is it now? About 25 bucks an ounce?
Right.
Well, but you're measuring that nominally. You're measuring that in dollars. You have to measure that inflation-adjusted, real inflation-adjusted. That's what John Williams at ShadowStats.com does. He works and puts out a newsletter largely for hedge funds and Fortune 500 companies and oil companies. If you're building a platform in the Gulf, you better know what the price of steel and the price of labor and the price of oil is going to be projected to be, because that platform is going to take you 5, 6, 7 years to produce, to build.
Right.
That's what he does. Now, anyway, the long and short of it is that if you take a look at silver, it's now $25 an ounce. It's only halfway its all-time high. So but what does that equal in 1980 money, $3 an ounce?
Right.
Look at gold. Some people would say, oh, it's $1,360 or $1,370 an ounce. Oh, it's a bubble. Really? They just announced unprecedented the second round that we're going to print money like crazy and gold's in a bubble? Really?
Right.
If you take a look at its all-time high in 1980, its previous all-time high, its real all-time high, and you look at it now, nominally it's higher in nominal dollars, but inflation-adjusted dollars, if you did inflation the way it was done in 1980, according to John Williams, and you did the inflation all the way out to today, you'd have to have $7,400 gold price to equal $850 worth of buying power in 1980.
But in terms of real dollars, how this helps? Let's say that somebody owns a home. They're a senior. They've been thinking about selling the house sometime in the next 5 years. What's a good time for that? Should they be selling now? Before, or can they wait two more years out of their home? What do you think?
I think if you're selling a house, I would sell as soon as I could. Take a look at the resets. Take a look at – some people say, well, if we're going to have inflation, I might as well have a house. Well, if we're going to have inflation, most people don't pay cash for a house. They pay cash for gold. They pay cash for silver. They pay cash for the groceries. They don't pay cash for a house. It's relative to what are interest rates? What are the payments? If the interest rates, you know, the old saying, like my dad used to say, 10% of $150,000 or 5% of $300,000. Well, listen, if rates go up, prices are going to come down because of that age-old what are the payments, man, question.
Right.
So I think you've seen probably the best real estate prices that you've seen that you're going to see. I think the pressure is going to be downward. Meredith Whitney, the big banking analyst one of the first people to say, hey, Citigroup has to cut their – this is when they were $50 a share. Citigroup's going to have to cut their dividend. And, everybody on CNBC was, come on, Citigroup can't have to. Well, what are they now? They almost went – they would have gone bankrupt if they wouldn't have the government, you and I, the taxpayer, bail them out. And they didn't have to cut their dividend. Anyway, she says she thinks housing prices are going down from here.
What about and I haven't seen this on USA Watchdog, so I'm asking you something without knowledge that you have an answer for it. But I've flipped through a lot of your articles. Have you spoken much about what you think the future is of Social Security?
Listen, Social Security, there again, we have a $202 trillion debt and commitment. If you take a look at on one of my posts, I have the debt clock on there, and it says we have a $13.8 trillion debt. If it is around the money they pay you in is not going to be have the buying power that you think it should have.